Is it that when we start practicing bhakti and when we come to the level of contact with Krishna, Sri Akara Chandra Vitaranam, the intelligence is what the way we experience Krishna, and the mind interferes, but then the intelligence says no to the mind. Yeah, that's true. See, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, buddhi grahya matindriyam. So that actually buddhi grahya, it's experienced through buddhi. Atindriyam, that which is beyond the senses. So what this means is that if we consider this is the physical level, this is the mental level, this is the intellectual level, this is, or rather not levels you could say, this is the senses, this is the mind, this is the intelligence, this is the soul, this is the super soul. We consider five like this. Now, like earlier I said, when there is a pure devotee, the soul is connected with the super soul directly by priti, by affection. The soul is connected with super soul because of affection. Now in our case, here there are the senses, you can say they, you know, there are sense objects. So we are dragged downwards from the senses to the sense objects. And then the mind also gets attracted to sense objects and the intelligence also gets pulled down. So when we start practicing bhakti and we start experiencing Krishna, now at the very advanced stage, we are experiencing Krishna constantly. At the sadhaka stage, as we become purified, we experience Krishna more and more, but it is not that we are experiencing Krishna constantly. There is intermittent experiences. So at that time, so this connection, so for the sadhaka, for the siddha, there is a direct connection between the soul and the super soul. But for us, the connection is like this. The connection is through the intelligence we connect with Krishna. That means through the intelligence, I commit myself. This is what I am going to do. So that's what it means. Because our consciousness doesn't focus on Krishna steadily, so it is only through the intelligence that we are able to focus the consciousness. And that's why I said through the intelligence we experience Krishna. It is the soul only who is experiencing Krishna, but it is through the intelligence. So intelligence becomes the channel by which the soul connects with Krishna. Buddhi grahya matindriyam. And then the mind is pulling down, pulling down. So now, okay, I'll just use the English word, then I'll talk about Sanskrit concepts a little bit. See, there is conviction and there is realization. Conviction is of the intelligence. You know, I study the philosophy, I analyze, and I'm convinced, you know, okay, these worldly things, they don't give happiness. So I'm intellectually convinced, but that does not mean that the mind has accepted it. The mind is still going to propose. So it's like a simple example. You know, say if you go out on the roads, there are billboards. Oh, buy this, buy this, buy this. Or we are on the TV, there are commercials. You know, buy this, buy this. So say now we become convinced that okay, I'm not going to say they're advertising a new car. I decide I'm not going to buy a new car. Now just because I have decided not to buy a new car, that does not mean the advertisers are going to stop advertising the car. Isn't it? Even if I decide I'm not going to buy, the advertisers are going to stop, continue advertising. So it's like that. The mind is like Maya's internal advertising agent. The mind is Maya's internal advertising agent. So even when, say with my intelligence, I'm convinced, no, I'm not going to do this. But even when I'm convinced that to not buy something, the mind is not going to stop promoting it. The mind is not going to stop advertising it. So that means that with the intelligence, I know I don't want to do this. I have decided not to do it. But still the mind keeps proposing. Still the mind keeps proposing. Come on, do it, do it, do it. So the conviction is what enables us to say no to the mind. But as we keep practicing bhakti more and more, then the mind itself stops proposing. So when the mind itself stops proposing, actually, at one level, that is the realization. So then the mind itself doesn't say. Say, for example, some of us might have been eating meat before we came to bhakti. Now, if we see somebody eating, say we're traveling in a plane and we see somebody else eating meat. Now, almost no devotee is actually attracted to eat meat. Prasadam is literally a higher taste. So what has happened? The mind has stopped proposing itself. So actually, when that happens, so when the mind stops proposing, then bhakti becomes joyful. as long as the mind keeps proposing, come on, do this, we have to keep saying no to it. And that's why the process of bhakti may not be that joyful. There is joyfulness when we connect with Krishna, but whenever the mind starts proposing, and do this, and we think, maybe no, yes, no, maybe later, okay. Just thinking, so many things. So we are distracted from Krishna at that time. But gradually, when the mind itself says, when the mind itself understands, there's no pleasure over here. And the mind stops proposing. So then, what happens is, bhakti becomes very joyful because there is no distraction coming from within itself. That's why there is mind control and there is mind conversion. We have to control the mind as we are practicing bhakti. And that requires the intelligence. But by the steady practice of bhakti, the mind itself gets converted. Converted means that the mind itself eventually starts becoming attracted to Krishna. Or doesn't get so attracted to worldly things. And that is the stage when the mind becomes a friend. So that takes a long time. That's why it is primarily right now, we have to connect with Krishna through the intelligence and we experience Krishna primarily through the intelligence. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yeah, please. Yes, Prabhuji.
Different ways.